one man who'll be watching both the Central North Grand Finals today with interest and the National Rugby Championships with former Pirate Paddy Ryan will be Tony Burns, the Central North President, and he joins me online now. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Lowy.
Pleasing to hear Paddy there, all inspirational and having a very short captain's run as you'd expect this morning.
Yes, that's absolutely right, and he's been a great supporter of rugby, not only in our area but across the board. So we wish him well for his coming season.
The huge matchups today at Ken Chillingworth Oval in South Tamworth, the Central North Grand Finals, highlighted by the first grade clash between the Pirates, unbeaten this season, and the Walker Rams, who have been the second best side all year and have put it to the Pirates each time they've played, except maybe for the first game of the season.
Yes, and I think, grand final time, those sort of statistics don't really matter, but I can tell you that it's going to be one hell of a game, and Walker have got this back line that's absolutely blistering, and they can do anything from anything, speed and toughness right across their backs. Pirates, on the other hand, have got a very strong pack and very mobile, so it's going to be an interesting matchup, and neither side would want to slip up, because in these grand finals they play well and truly above themselves, and you get a nose in front, it's pretty hard to bring it back. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a great day of rugby.
Discipline and the bounce of the ball, most important.
Yeah, absolutely, and the Pirates can, keep the discipline and that sort of thing. They'll go well. And as I said just a moment ago, with the backs of Walker and their tenacity and their keenness and their passion, anything can happen.
It's 20 years since the Rams won a premiership, that year they beat the unbeaten Tamworth Magpies.
That's right.
Likes of Hamish McLaren in the side.
That's right. So, Pirates have also got a history on the other side too, where we went up in 1985 and knocked over an undefeated Moree. So these things do happen. Pirates obviously wouldn't like it to see it happen today, but who knows.
Now, second grade, traditional rivals Moree and Narrabri, that should be another crackerjack match, because both sides enjoy taking each other on and both have great records.
That's right, and I think Narrabri, right through the year and in their club, generally have improved as they went along, they certainly deserve to be up there to play Moree. Moree has been the outstanding reserve grade side all year, but again, the opportunities that each take or don't take today that might be the difference. And it will be the usual good-hearted, of course, rivalry that goes on between the two clubs.
Under-19 sees the Pirates and Moree clash, two fantastic groups of youngsters.
They are, and there's nothing like watching the younger rugby these days. I think sometimes you see that's where everything is put on the line. They take plenty of risks and they make a good running game out of it. And we expect a good game in the 19s as well as 17s. Pirates have been the team to beat. But Moree have got actually three sides today in the final. So, they're a strong club across the board as well.
Yeah, well, the 17s, they take on Tamworth at 10 o'clock this morning, which is fast approaching.
It is, and I'm here waiting for it all to kick off. The atmosphere is building. We've got people coming in the gate, and it's a great indication of what we're going to see later on in the day.
And I think tomorrow the Central North Junior Carnivals wrap up with one in Armidale.
That's right, yeah. So it's all, I suppose, disappointingly or otherwise, it's all coming to an end. But, there are things happening right through the year, and we'll have Scone will be hosting a women's sevens tournament down there in November. We've got our youth at sevens, girls and boys and women's going away to state championships, and also a couple of our sides are competing in the Central North International Sevens. So it's ongoing. Seems that rugby goes all year round these days.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic. Let's hope there's a huge crowd, no incidents, and four great matches today at Ken Chillingworth Oval.
I'm sure there will be.
Many thanks for joining me this year, Tony.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity.